WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new compact disc of one of the first complete recordings of Verdi's opera Don Carlo. It's one of the composer's longest and most complicated operas, and for these reasons it was largely ignored during the first half of this century.
The advent of CDs has proven a boon not only to the sagging classical record industry, but to music critics. Now they have a good excuse to go back and reassess some of their favorite older performances. I was delighted, for example, to find a new digitally remastered CD of the wonderful old Angel recording of Verdi's Don Carlo, conducted by Carlo Maria Giulini with the Royal Opera House Orchestra in 1971. At that time, any new recording of Verdi's most ambitious opera would have been an event, but this one also offered an uncut performance of his final revision, and it had a more consistently distinguished and plausible group of performers than any earlier recording. This dark, melancholy epic of Verdi's middle period was first composed for the Paris Opera, in French, complete with ballet, but it wasn't a great hit. Verdi spent 20 years reworking and cutting it. Now it's finally recognized as one of his masterpieces, perhaps the greatest embodiment of grand opera. What's most remarkable about Don Carlo is its Shakespearean scope, the way it combines and reconciles so many diverse and conflicting elements, actual history and the supernatural, politics and religion, spectacular pageantry, and tragedy of the most intimate psychological and moral sort. Verdi's melodic and orchestral inspiration never failed him. Here's a bit of the exciting third act trio with Placido Domingo as Don Carlo and Shirley Verrett as the Princess Eboli. She's in love with him, but it's dark and he thinks she's the queen. Cheryl Milne sings the Marquis of Posa, who has higher things in mind for Carlo, namely the liberation of Flanders from the tyranny of King Philip, Carlo's father. That was part of the third act trio from Verdi's Don Carlo. The beginning of the next act is one of the most perfectly constructed dramatic scenes in all opera. It moves from King Philip's great aria about the collapse of his relationships with his young wife and his son, he suspects them of having an affair, through his tense political battle with the ancient Grand Inquisitor. The Inquisitor wins. Then there's a confrontation with his wife, a duet that builds to a splendidly impassioned yet elegant quartet. This is followed by another confrontation in which the Princess Eboli confesses to the queen that she has falsely betrayed her to the king. She also confesses to being the king's mistress. The scene finally ends with Eboli's great aria of self-recrimination, O Don Fatale. The fatal gift she refers to is her own beauty. Let's go back and hear some of the quartet, in which the king and queen, Eboli and Posa, each sings of his or her own isolation, remorse, and ambition.
Oh,
That was part of the great quartet from Verdi's Don Carlo, sung by Montserrat Caballé, Shirley Verrett, Cheryl Milnes, and Ruggero Raimondi. Probably no single aria on the recording hasn't at some point been done better by someone else, Maria Callas or Ezio Pinzo or Jussi Björling. But probably no recording of the complete opera will ever match this ensemble of wonderful voices in their vocal prime. They're all given room to breathe without any loss of intensity by Giulini, whose too few recordings of Italian operas include some of the best ever made.
Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz reviewed the Angel CD of Verdi's Don Carlo. Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He's a poet and teaches English and creative writing at the University of Massachusetts in Boston.